This is an interesting Or HaChaim, the beginning of Parashat Netzav, on the first pasuk. Atot Netzav es b'nei Yisrael v'yikho elech Hashem en zayin zoch kostis lamor lahalis ner tomik. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh u'b'derech remez yizbar ha-kosov al derech maimer huva b'sefer zera chodesh ki dalet goloi yishar Yisrael kol echon mihem nigalu mimenu b'schus echon. There's four goliaths of Klal Yisrael. Golias HaRishon nigalu b'schus Avram Avinu. Beis nigalu b'schus Yitzchok, Gimel b'schus Yaakov. The Hadalid, which is the one that we're in, is Tolei b'schus Moshe. Ulizen is arach ha-golus. So why is the golus so long? Ki chol oid she'in oiskim b'atero v'mitzvais, ein Moshe chofitz ligol am batlonu min atero. Is that the reason why golus is extended for so long is because as long as Klal Yisrael is not being oisik v'sadav zayin in Torah and mitzvais, then Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to be goyel an am who's batlonim min atero. And that's what the remez of the pasuk is of the tzave v'yikro lech Hashem en zayizoch, because zehu omer v'yikro lech Hashem en zayich yirmo yizal atero shnim shal Hashemen, that they should be oisik in it v'yikro lech Hashem en zayizoch, that who's being tzave is v'nei Yisrael, that they should take the Shem and Zayis, they should take the Moshe Rabbeinu Shem Mitzave Klal Yisrael to take the Torah, which is Nimshalat Shem and Zayis, because if they want to be Zeichet to the Gula, Moshe Rabbeinu is Einu Chofitz Ligol Am Batlon Min HaTorah. It's just interesting, first of all, that's an eye-opener, that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to come to be girl Klal Yisrael that's not learning Torah. What does it mean, Am Batlon Min HaTorah? What's the opposite of a batlan? A masmid. People that are oisik in Torah. So I mean, it's not a batlan. What's a masmid? So Volba says that that's also in this week's parasha. The same pasuk. V'atot tetzav es b'nei Yisrael v'yikhoylech Hashem en zayin zoch kos l'amor lalit ner tomid. What does tomid mean? Rashi says, kol laila v'laila kori tomid. Not like the posh of pshat. The tomid means constantly. Rather, it means every single day, every night. K'moy shatoim r'olat tomid v'in elam yom liyom. Just like it has by the carbon tumor, which is only each and every day, but it's not constant. So too, the tumor that it says over here does not refer to continuous, it means every single day. So Volba says that Lechura, we see from here that a masmid is lav dafka, somebody that's learning always learning. It means somebody that's learning every single day. That's the Indian of a masmid, is that it should be kavua. It should be something which is day in and day out. That's tumor. And the Rabban brings down that the Talmud that it says by he actually brings it down in Parshas Emor, where there's actual hadlaka. Here's the tzivoy, and there was the actual hadlaka. And he says that Talmud is afilu b'shabbos, Talmud afilu b'tuma. That it means in all matzavim, it's every day and in every situation. Even if a person is in a matzav of tuma, even if a person is in a matzav of shabbos that is not that we don't do malachis. Nevertheless, this is what a person does. And that's really the chiyuv of Limud HaTorah, is that it should be every day. It should be kavua. It should be, and some days are harder, and some days are easier, and some days there's the yichelis to learn for an entire seder, and some days the yichelis to learn for 5 minutes. Lav dafka, do we know that the entire seder is better than the 5 minutes? That's the famous taz in Evin Ezra, Simun Chafei, that a person that could learn in... Sometimes a person is alert. He can learn in 1 hour what somebody else learns in 3 hours. A person himself a person has to realize that. Sleeping at night is the... I remember one of my Rebbeim saying once, the biggest masmid in yeshiva in his days was the person he went to sleep at 10 o'clock at night. He was the person that was the biggest masmid. What does that mean? That's because he was the one that was the most alert during Seder the next day. That was the, you're able to learn. The 4 hour Seder was a 4 hour Seder. Some people learn in a 4 hour Seder, which is really a 20 minute Seder. Those off, his head comes down the middle, and then he has to recalculate what's going on in Tasis until he finally makes it through the Tasis. Something that he should be able to do in 10 minutes took him an hour and a half. That's the Maimar Muzgum. But the 5 minute Seder has the Yichirlis to be as much as a. I think Sayyid Bali Musa and Sayyid Chassidusha Rebbe say that Al Termil Chashef Neeshne Hashem Olei Tipone, that don't say the Chashef Neeshne, because that when I have time, that's when I'll learn. Now I'm under pressure. Now there's a lot of things on my plate. It's hard for me to learn. Because Shem Eloi Tiponeh. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka wants the Limud, which is Eloi Tiponeh, where you don't have the Yecheles to be Poneh totally to Limud HaTorah. When a person's in a matzav where it's not so simple. That's the from Tzar Argo, Tori Vachal Shbetzar Mimei Yashleim Betzar. That there's the ability in a 5 minutes, if that's the case, in 5 minutes you could be gaining more than you could get in 500 minutes. 500 minutes is a lot more than a first Seder. You have the Yecheles in the Nikud is not so much how much a person learns as opposed to the amount that he learns what he could learn, and it's kavua. It's kavua that a day shouldn't go by that without Limud HaTorah. He actually quotes a fascinating chazal in Medrash Rabbah that says that by the man, I think it's in Shmoyis Rabbah, that it says, Ani natati lechem es haTorah shtu oiskim ba yom yom. I gave you the Torah that you should be oisik in it each and every day. Chayechem b'schus the Torah asbiya eschem lechem nashamayim yom yom shenemar v'yotzeom v'loktu dvar yom v'yom. It says that I will give you as a schus, as a reward for the limud haTorah, the food that you're going to get, which is yom yom. That was the month that they were able to get v'yotzeom v'loktu dvar yom v'yom. Same lashon of yom biyomai, each and every day. So Rav Olva says, if that's the case, then the real shaila that a person has to ask himself is, what's our tachlis, what's our goal in our avodas Hashem? Is it to finish Shas, or is it to learn every day? He says, according to Chazal, it's lav dafka to finish Shas. That's not the nekuda so much. The nekuda is to spend each and every one of your days in avodas Hashem, in limud haTorah specifically. It shouldn't be ambat limud haTorah. But in avodas Hashem, that's why they, a lot of rebbeim, they've come to complain, not to me specifically, to the rebbeim, we're blabbing amaratzim. What should we do? We're spending learning nashim nezikin our entire lives, or not? What's going to be with zayin mekotchim? What's going to be with tyrus? What's going to be with turus bosu b'cholav? What's going to be with all the other things that we're spending? That's not at the end of the day. That's not really so much of the question as we saw in Gemara Brachas, where it says that b'kol shenoyis the Rabbi Yehuda. Kol HaTanoi was in Nashim Ezekim. They didn't learn Tiris. They didn't learn Mavdash Tiris. That's not the Nekuda. The Nekuda is that you're using your days in the way that the day is meant to be used. If you finish after it, if you don't finish after, no. Now, if a person does use his days in the best possible way, then generally it would be much easier to finish after. I just got an invitation this week from a family member. Family member, an invitation to a Sima Shas. Gapat, where she takes us. Now, this is somebody who I remember about 15 years ago meeting up with this person, and they were saying, yeah, they can't do Daf Yomi. For them, Daf Yomi doesn't work, but they have Kavua to learn every day. So this is, I think, at least 15 years ago, and he'd already started. So how much was he learning every day? Wasn't. The Nekuda was that when he had time every day to make time to learn Gemara Shetesis. No, Baruch Hashem, this week, in a few weeks, is the Siyum. But you have the Yechelos to do that. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a Bir Halacha. It says that a person who's going to come to Shemayim, they're going to ask him, did you learn Chumash? He says, yeah, you learned Chumash. It's okay, so say what you learned. He says, okay, and did you learn Mishnah? You didn't learn Mishnah. So why didn't you learn Mishnah? You did learn Mishnah, so why didn't you learn Gemara? You didn't learn Gemara, so why don't you learn Medrash? You didn't learn Medrash, so why don't you learn Tarchuma? You didn't learn Tarchuma, so why don't you learn Ma'aseh Merkava? This is the Mishnah Berurah says. Bir Halacha says that a person that's not going to spend a little bit of time learning is not going to be able to do this. So there is an inyan to learn Kol HaTorah Kula if you have the Yecheles to do that. It's not that there's not such an inyan. But that's not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is not specifically to plow through to get everything. The Tachlis is to use your days properly. If a person is not able to be Kaina, the limit that he is limited, and he's not able to go through Shas, That's also that's not the tachlis at the end of the day. The Yedias HaTorah, there is a mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah. As a matter of fact, there's a big chiddush from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. It says that the whole din of that which mevatzim Talmud Torah for mitzvah sheyesh lekayim al-yedei acherim is only for the mitzvah of limud haTorah. But the mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah, that's no different than any other mitzvah. And the same way you're not mevatzim lulav to be mekayim the mitzvah, another mitzvah, because it's mitzvah zmanit, it's something which is yesh lekayim al-yedei acherim. So you're not mevatel the mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah until you have all Yedias HaTorah. After you have all Yedias HaTorah, and now you just have the mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah, then we don't go like that, Lamaisa, at the end of the day. But the Chiddush there is, it's not that there's no mitzvah of Yedias HaTorah, but the Matorah, is of Limud HaTorah Yom Yom, is that every day should be filled up. The Betzem to count our days, as the pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu. That the Yikrav Yisrael Lomus, and the Archaim Chodesh brings down the Zohar that says that every human being is allotted a certain amount of days, and those days, and he has a tafkid for every single day. Every day there's a tafkid, and Mamela he has to be mamale each day. The Yikrav Yisrael Lomus, all the days came together, all the days of Yaakov Avinu, because each day was used in the way that it was supposed to be used. Every person has a tafkid, every person is dealt a certain amount of days, and he's supposed to use each one of those days. That's why it says, "Movas yo lo yuchal iskain chaser lo yuchal yimonu." It's then he should beitol kriyash mashal shachas kriyash mashal arvit. I is going to do tshuva. I said yes. Then he's going to say tomorrow. Yeah, but today's kriyashma you didn't have. You don't have the kriyashma of today. You don't have the kriyashma of the each individual. There's a he quotes a chazal. Also, chazal say that there's ramach mitzasei and shasam mitzasloisasei. So he says that ramach mitzasei are keneged tanchuma. Says that it's connected the Ivarin Shel Adam. It's just some it's a to say, or connected the Shin Samachay Yumeya Shana, Yumeya Chama. And it says that every day the sun rises and it screams, until it sets, it screams, Grizrani Alechem, that you shouldn't be over any one of the, you shouldn't be over an Avera. Specifically the Avera which is Shaykh to that day. But there's every day is shaykh to Navera. It's not Pemikri. It's Takabar Aizabar. It's a Pella. If you really think about it for a minute, why are there 365 days? Why is that the amount of days that there are in a year? Why is that the. If I would be in charge, I would say 100. I got to think that probably one of the biggest rayas, the term in the Shemayim, is the fact that everybody in the world has a 7-day week. Where does that come from? If anybody here would have to make up the amount of days in a week, 5, 10, 100, I don't know. What's 7? Where does 7 come from, B'chlal? Where does it? It's before the third. That's where 7 comes from. That the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world in 7 days. Where does 365 days in a year come from? 365 days in a year because it's connected. The 365 days in the Torah. That's what each one is. And every day there's a chiv. Every day the same way that there's a chiv not to be mekayim the mitzvahs every single day, there's a chiv not to be over. Every day has its own kvius. Has its own kriyas that a person should be kriveya. That's really, a person has to make a cheshbon nefesh, which the person is supposed to be making cheshbon nefesh, like Mr. Bruce says, really before you go to sleep, you should make a cheshbon nefesh. So you don't have time. But there should be the basic cheshbon nefesh. That's what it would be matzia. The basic cheshbon nefesh before you go to sleep at night was, did I use the day the way that I should use today? And if I didn't, then what can I do for tomorrow that should be different? Do I have to go through every single minute of my day? Halavai that you should be able to do that. Halavai that you're going to sit down. If you're going to try to do that, then you're going to leave the whole thing. The whole process should be the basic. Was this a day that I used properly? What's a properly used day? Says that's very simple. That's why a yid was created. What does it mean? Shleish of the varma oilam oimid means there's also oilam kayim. Aladin Vayemes, right? Olam Oymen means that's why the world was created. Why was the world created? For these three things. Every yid should do these three things. Torah, Avodah Gemilah, Sasanim. As my Rebbe Shimon Alter Shlita used to say, so we say, learn Davin and Tura Yira Teva. That's really what it is. But till it was Tefas, what he would always say it all the time. Learn Davin and Tura Yira Teva. That's really what it is. Torah, Avodah Gemilah, Sasanim. That's the basis of all. That's Bein Adal Amokim, Adal Mechaver, and Adal Latzmai. That's Avraham Yitzchak VeYaakov, Gidurei Shiruch Adam Aveda Zara, Pesach, Shruah, Sukkot, it's all connected, the same three. That's really the basic, is if you boil it all down, it's Torah Avodah Gemilah Sasanim. Maybe the person's Cheshbon Nefesh was, did I learn Torah today? Avodah, I daven today, and Gemilah Sasanim. There's certain people that, come to mind, the Chavetz Chaim writes this, that L'chatchila not to go to sleep at night before, there's an Indian, it brings down that not to go to sleep before you mekayim a chesed. It should be at least every day you should have a chesed. You should have a mekayim chesed. A person has an infinite amount of time that he can do chesed, especially if he's in a family setting or if he's together with other people in a dorm room. If he's in a wherever he is, he has a million possibilities to do chesed in a day. A person just has to think about it. Best is a chesed even without it, but halavai you should think about it. And you get mamisha, mekayim the mitzvah. Mitzvah daraisa of Gemilas HaSadim. And that's the biggest mitzvah because the Karav Kodim, your Chiv Gemilas HaSadim is to the people that are closest to you. So it's not like, I wish that I could be, you know, the founder of this and this organization. The Chiv, the Iker Chiv is the closest Chiv. That's what it is. So that's the basic Cheshbon HaNefesh of every person at night is, did I use the day properly? Was this a day that was used for Torah, for Avodah, for Gemilas HaSadim? And everything falls under one of those things. Whatever a person does during his day should really be'etzem fall under one of those three categories. It's all Torah, it's avoda, it's milsa sadim. The avoda, even if it's not in the learning and davening, but if it's for the tzirich of avoda Hashem, that's also avoda. That's also avoda. If my day was used properly, then that's the lahaliz ner talmid, the masmid, the emes ha-masmid is the one that uses each and every day for avoda Hashem.